I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines this week, just one penalty coming out of Martinsville. The 54 team in the Xfinity Series was found with one loose lug nut. The crew chief was fined $5,000. Some surprise news from Jimmy Johnson. The seven-time champ is expected to announce the finalization of a deal to obtain ownership stake in the Petty GMS organization. And it will also drive selected events. An official announcement is expected sometime this weekend. Tyler Reddick cleared up some speculation after he dropped out of Sunday's race early, saying his head hurt. Concern after the wreck at Homestead, in which he bent the steering wheel with his forearm, was the main reason to come in and get checked out by the infield care center. Reddick was cleared on Sunday and is expected to race at Phoenix. And just to put a period on the Hail Melon move that Ross Chastain pulled at the end of Sunday's race, NASCAR's chief operating officer Steve O'Donnell stated this week, and I quote, "In our 75-year history, no one has done it successfully. It was certainly within the rules, and we don't plan to make any rule changes before Phoenix." What they didn't say is if they'll make changes before next season. We'll have to see. It was a great move. It's championship weekend. 35 weeks of competition have whittled the field down to the final four drivers that will have a chance at the title in each of NASCAR's top three series. This marks the third year that Phoenix Raceway has hosted the final four battle. It's a great one-mile track with varied banking and a wicked cool dogleg that always invites 10 wide racing. The Camper World Trucks are up first, running tonight underneath the lights. Defending champ of the race, Chandler Smith, Ty Majeski, Ben Rhodes, and Zane Smith will all have a chance to win the Truck Series Championship. The Lucas Oil 250 coverage begins at 9 p.m. on FS1. The Xfinity teams roll on Saturday. Daniel Hemric is the defending champ of the race, and it's Josh Berry, Justin Allgaier, Ty Gibbs, and Noah Gragson who have a chance to claim the Xfinity Series Championship. You can catch that race at 5:30 Saturday on USA Network. The Cup teams race on Sunday, and as for the records at Phoenix, Kevin Harvick leads the way. 9 wins, 18 top 5s, and 28 top 10s. That means he's only finished 11 races outside the top 10 at Phoenix. That's quite a record. Kyle Busch has 3 wins, and Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin have 2 each. As for the final four, Joey Logano and Chase Elliott have the best records here. Logano has 2 wins, 7 top 5s, and 15 top 10s with a 13th-place average finish. Elliott has 1 win, 5 top 5s, 8 top 10s, and an average finish of 10th. Logano and Elliott also lead the driver ratings in the last 5 races here, followed by Harvick, Hamlin, and Kyle Busch. As for the other contenders, Christopher Bell has struggled so far at Phoenix. He has just 2 top 10s and a 17th place average finish. Ross Chastain hasn't fared much better, scoring 1 top 5 and 1 top 10 and a 20th place average finish. Qualifying will be 3:30 tomorrow on USA Network, and race coverage begins at 1:30 Sunday on NBC. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, November 4th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.